Evening, friends.
I'm very happy to be here again tonight
to worship our Lord.
You can look in the face of that and say there is no God. Isn't that beautiful? I think that you think of all the songs in the world, there's none of them could even make a piece of that leaf. It's got lies in it. And there's something that looks like it, but it won't have lies in it. God only can produce lies. Now we're happy to be here, very hot, and we get out tonight that I'm going to pray for the sick. And I want to live true to my promise. You, how many believe in being led to do things? I believe in it. I'm just going to step over here to this microphone just a minute, because I believe you hear better from here, don't you? And I'm not very big, and I haven't got very much voice, and so I can't talk too loud. And so I want you to hear what I'm going to speak about just for a few moments before we form a prayer line. And I'm definitely sure that God wants me to do this. First, I want to read some of His blessed word. And I was standing behind the curtain to hear the letter read just now about the lady that the angel of the Lord pointed out here in the building that was laying there and toiling her condition, how she was dying of cancer, and the woman with her was dropped colon and so forth, and here you are writing back that they're both perfectly normal and well. Now, that alone, brothers, whatever, that ought to just take all the unbelief waiting everybody. When He speaks and pronounces something, no matter how far it's gone, it's going to be just that way. I never see it the same. It never will. It can't fail. Now, I can fail because I'm a man. But when it speaks, that inspiration, that will always be just that way. See, it never fails. Now, there's many times that I can speak to people and talk to them and things. Or if I go, if the anointing is very deep and I go to talking to people, why, first thing, your vision will break before me. I can speak to the person, maybe that, and they can't hide their eyes, so that'll probably inspire them, but that doesn't heal anything. But I've always thought, and in Africa, this works perfectly. And when I was just, they would see something done, something other than an inspirational line like that, some person that they know that that's what was wrong with them, they would all mouth me, but one accord just accepted every bit done, and they would go to getting well, getting up, and getting around. See? But it seems to be just a little bit harder in America to do so. Now, the thing of it is that we've had so much teaching and so much everything else that kind of got us all tore up. But yet I believe that God's going to move right down among us tonight. And here's one thing that I want to confess. When I'm wrong, I'm wrong. I believe that I have allowed too much of the ministry to be just waiting and watching and being sure that what I'm speaking instead of just praying to the people, you see. Or to prayer of faith that says the sick. That's right. And sometimes their own prayer, but sometimes a prayer of intercession will help out. I wish to read something about prayer over here in the good book. James, the 5th chapter, beginning with the 14th verse. Everyone listen closely now. Is any sick among you? Let him call the elders of the church, and let them pray over him, and on him with oil in the name of the Lord. The prayer of faith shall save the sick. The Lord shall raise him up. And if he has committed any sin, they shall be forgiven him. Confess your faults one to another, and pray one for the other, that you may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man. Now, a righteous man is not a sinless man. A righteous man is a man who is confessing his sins in a righteous one. A righteous man. All right. The truth is the next verse. Goliath was a man subject to like passions as we are. And he prayed earnestly that it might not rain. And it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. A man that has his ups and downs just like we do. Not an angel. A man.
bless his word.
Now, Elijah was not an angel.
He was a man.
And he had his ups and downs and his troubles like we do, and he had his passions. The Bible says he was a man with like passions, subject to like passions as we are. He was just as apt to make a mistake as you are, or I am. He's just as apt to do something wrong as you are, or I am. But he prayed earnestly that it might not rain, and it rained not for the space of 3 years and 6 months. Think of that. God listened to a mortal prayer. And I say this with all true reverence. There is not another force on earth. There's not nothing on earth, no matter what it is, what kind of gifts it is. There's nothing in the world that will come ahead of prayer. Prayer is what does the work. And when the angel of the Lord giving me my commission, he said to me, you were born into this world to take a gift of divine healing to the peoples of the world. And I said, sir, I am uneducated, and I'm dwelling among my people, and we're all poor, and I have no education. The people would not believe me, sir, and I could not do that. And he said, as the prophet Moses was given 2 signs, to vindicate the sending of God, so will you be given 2 signs for this vindication. Said one of them will be that you will take the people by the hand and said in there, just keep quiet, and it'll be told you. You'll just say what's wrong with the person. I couldn't understand that. But it's not for me to understand, it's for me to believe it. See? And I can't figure it out, I don't know. And as we were saying the other night, one of the men that even made fun and said, that's wrong, said, that's absolutely wrong. The man was stricken in the pulpit and paralyzed his hands, and his hands spotted all the right leprosy today, that one hand, will appear in my next meeting as a testimony. It was true. He said, now it'll come to pass after that, if they won't believe that, it'll come to pass that you'll know the very secrets of the people's hearts. And said, when you tell them that, they'll believe that, or they'll have to. See? And I said, well, that's what I was here for, sir. I said, I came here because ministers have told me that was the wrong thing, and I would get off, and that's why I'm here. And then he quoted the scripture to me, and it referred to me, knowest thou not the scripture? But how did Jesus told Nathanael where he was at when he was under the tree before he called him? Knew the secrets of the woman's heart after he talked to her a while at the well. He referred to those scriptures. And then he told me that Jesus said he would be the same yesterday, today, and forever. And he left me. Now, anybody can come in here, I'll realize this, Christian friends. And remember, I'm not de-Christianizing. I'm not saying one word against anybody. No matter if you're a Roman Catholic, or if you're an Orthodox Jew, whatever you are, if you're Methodist, Baptist, Pentecost, whatever you might be, that doesn't matter to me. If you receive Jesus Christ as your Savior, and God is your Father, and you're my brother and sister, that's right. I don't care what church. Now, I realize that there might be possible, which there is. Now, we all believe here that there is a true God and that there is a true Christian. Don't you believe that? We all believe that. Well, then we know that there is some that doesn't live like Christians. We know that they claim to be Christians, but they are not Christians. You know them by their fruit. They say they are, but they can't produce what they're talking about. Is that right? And Jesus said, by their fruits you shall know them. Now, when you see one that claims to be and isn't, and God isn't with the person to show that he's living in their life, then you know that the Father is testifying to you that by their fruits you know that he isn't a Christian. So you can't judge him. You know how to judge him. Just know him by his fruits. Is that right? Now, if I come here and tell you that God told me to come down and to heal the sick, and to open the eyes of the blind, to unstop the deaf ears, and, well, that's good.
All right, now, Brother Branham, if God told you to do that, I'm going to look at your meetings. If he told you to do that, and this man comes to you and asks you for that, giving you all the plea that he can, then I believe you're right. If you do that, I say God is with you. That's what God told you to do, see? And you have to notice, when you testify something, if the man testifies, you have a right to doubt that. See? Or not doubt it, but to watch it. And then if God testifies to the same thing, that it's absolutely the truth, then that's not the man's testimony, that's God confirming that testimony. Isn't that right? Now, if you'll notice, the commission of the Great One who came, now I do not worship that angel, I mean many, many times, and when this group of people tonight is some nearly 3,500 to 4,000 people, when we stand together in the presence of God, I will have to give account. And would I rather to me to say, now just a minute, Christian, just a minute. Now, this angel of God and this light that they cut up, I don't know what done that, but this angel of God, I don't know about that. And I want to be truthful that when I stand before my Maker, that my records can be read that I told you, see? If there's anything I got to confess, I want to confess it now, right now. And then the only thing that I can do is be honest. And these things that he predicted by his Spirit that they're telling me would come to pass, and many of you here are following me in the virgin meetings when I was just in the beginning. And it's come to pass just exactly the way that he said it would. Hell is it the truth? How many know that was back then at the beginning when I know nothing about the other? I just took the person by the hand. How many remember that in predicting that the other would be? Now, there were hundreds of hands. And now, hasn't it come to pass just like he said? Well, now, the Bible says there be one among you in the spiritual prophet. I, the Lord, will make myself known unto you. And what he says comes to pass, and hear it. For I am with that man. Is that right? I am with that person. I hear this comes to pass here. Now, I try to tell you that there's nothing about me that would heal anybody. I have no magic power. I paid the price. He's the only one that can heal. He did it at Calvary. And for me to do something that he did at Calvary, he robbed him of his Calvary sacrifice. So I can't do it, Christian friends. And to be honest with you, I don't believe there's anyone else that can do it. I believe the only thing that any man can do to you is get your faith pointed towards Calvary. And he might preach you the gospel so plain that, or talk to you in such a way that you would see, there it is. He knows what he's speaking about. He speaks with earnestness. He proves it through Scripture that is the sacrifice. That's the place. And you look there and get well. I believe anything else outside of leading you to Calvary would be wrong. Anything outside of Calvary, like it would be in the person. But I said that the Lord said that these things that would take place would come from him, and he sent me to work, not to heal people, but what? He said you were given a gift. Now, when Paul talks about the gift, there is no such a thing. That's in Scripture. The gift, 1 Corinthians 12 said a gift, plural. So there's no the gift, it's a gift. See? And it might be one way or another, he's teaching the word, he's something else, or how it is, knowledge, and all these things that works in with healing. It's faith in healing. That's what it is. And now, you don't have to wait to be a minister to do that. You don't have to wait to be a deacon. You don't, only thing you have to do is have faith in God, and the Bible says, pray one for another. If there's any money you sick, don't even bother the pastor, call the elders of the church. Let them pray for you. Is that right? I just read it. Now that's the rule. And then he said, confess your faults one to another, and pray one for another, that you may be healed. For the affectional fervent prayer of a deacon? No. Of an elder? No. Of a righteous man? A good man? If a man sincere and believe, an affectional fervent prayer of that righteous man availeth much. See? Now that in other words, you're standing here, and this man is praying for you, trying to help you, and you're believing with all your heart, and both of you together as two witnesses are coming before God. Something down the moon. Now, something's got to happen. Now, in the evening, this gift of seeing, that's just the same to me as it would be for you to stand at the table and eat when you're hungry.
Mm-hmm.
It's just there. I never said it there, never come there. And if I test you by that and it's wrong, God doesn't test you by it and you say he's wrong. But rather, not in the meeting, but if things is predicted will be to come to pass, time after time, place after place, and everywhere, in different positions and times and so forth, and every time it's perfect. Why? If it's God speaking, not me, I wouldn't know what was going to happen. But he knows all the future, don't you believe that? And he can drop it to us as he will. Now, those things are true, but the angel said to me, if you get the people to believe, now listen closely to all we're going to pray for a group of people, I believe, tonight. If you get the people to believe that, to believe what? To believe that God sent me to pray for you. See? That God got sent me to, not for my own merit, what he did before I was born. He gave us. And I'm to pray for you if you get the people to believe you, and then be sincere when you pray. There's the thing. Well, now, instead of that, when it began to come up, I begin to, everything I done, I just sat still. I watched over the audience. The Lord, the Heavenly Father would show me something, I'd speak that. I'd speak this. And the first thing you know, it's just a very few gets to the line, and I'm just a week of you just take me out. Now, it isn't. While I'm standing up there on the platform, I just stand there hour after hour. But it isn't when I'm outside. I just got to myself all right. It's when coming in between there, see? It's coming down. When you start to leave the platform, I turn around and I feel like you go. Oh, where you at? What's happening? Where you? There you are. See, you wanted to go in this way or that way, or what are you doing? You know, where you're walking, crawling, or somebody leading you, see? And then a few minutes, you begin to think, I'm at the meeting now. Yeah, that's all right. Then I don't want to talk about the meeting then. I'll go to talking about something else. Mr. Boswell and many of you here talk, they'll start and they'll say, say, it's a nice night. Isn't it lovely? The stars are pretty or something like that. You never mention the meeting. Never say nothing. For about an hour or two. And then Mr. Baxter, Mr. Boswell, or whoever it is, may come to my room, say to my wife or my son or whoever's with me, how's he feeling? All right. Maybe I'm lying down there and maybe reading the Bible. They come in and say, oh, Brother Branham, it was a marvelous meeting. What happened, brother? Isn't that right, Brother Bible? What happened? Then we'll sit down and read deal with meetings for me. Now, I remember the one or two people I was talking to, the vision come, but then it just went out on me. See? Well, so much of that, see, and I allowed too much to that instead of hearing what he told me, you to pray for the people. Now, I've noticed this. And I believe that men that are born again are led by the Spirit of God. You believe that? I just want you to notice something right here. I was hoping Brother Baxter would be present, but I think someone parked their cars wrong out there and they had some time out there tonight about parking in a place they couldn't get some cargo in here or something. And he went out to see about that, and the brother's house man. But I want him to be here. Now, every time that I seem to follow what I'm led to do, just believe wherever I feel led to go, it's always best to do just what I feel led to do. And now, how many of you sure stand in here and tell the vision and the things that's going to come to pass?
Okay.
All right. Did you notice him there? When I asked him about the meeting, I said, how shall I hold a meeting? He said, just as you are led to do. That is, there's no cut and dried program of it. Whatever God leads to do. And friends, since I was coming up, my wife's somewhere here in this building with the baby. It's coming up the day, and my son, who's probably back with his mother somewhere up in the balcony or somewhere. Now, coming up the road the other day, it went down, and by the way, the boy, the latest boy that we've had prayer for here that stays with him, her boy is healed and well now. We thank God. They thought he was taking polio. He's a young minister, a veteran out in the army, and he's all right now. And the lady's back home. So mother leaves in the morning with the baby. We're getting ready then to go right straight from here to Zion City. I've got a testimony from Zion for you, a young fellow who's waiting near in a few minutes now to come to platform. Now,
this in doing in this, I have always noticed if something comes to me and begins to speak to me, many times I cut that away. And God will bless, but not like He will if you do what He tells you to do. He'll let us do it. And coming up the other day, I said, how many remembers I asked you to pray for me that God would confirm that in my heart? But you remember what He did for me? Well, here's what it was. With what I'm fixing to do tonight, pray for the people. That's right. That's what He seemed to do. Now, when I left, now, Brother Baxter, I hope if he's standing here that he will come forward if he's near to, in confirmation of it. If they don't, I'll mention it when he comes to the platform. That one means that I was here in America after the vision had been seen about the little boy being raised from the dead. It went down in many, many Bibles. Many of you sitting here tonight heard it said. How many in here heard it said about a little boy going to be resurrected even before it came to pass? Let's see your hands go up. Look over this building around the audience. I just preached to 300 people. Right here. A year or more before it come to pass, see, that it was going to be described just how he looked and told you to be in the birth of him. Is that right? And it appeared just exactly that way to the same type of boy. Is that right? Now the Lord seemed to speak to me, go to Finland. Well, I went to Finland. Now while I was there, everybody said, let's go over to Sweden. That's all right. Over to Norway. That's all right. But there wasn't any of them I was led to. I was led to Finland. The meetings in Norway were all right. The meetings in Sweden was all right, but nothing like Finland. That's where the Lord said go. Led to go to Finland. Then going to South Africa, He led me to one place, Durban, South Africa. Brother Baxter, you're a witness of that. Brother Baxter now, Durban. And I just read the seventh grade reading, so I'm not very good on my geography. So I told my wife, and bless her heart, she's the sweetest woman in the world to me. She's just about as bad as I am. So I told her, I said, honey, when you write me to Durban, Southern Rhodesia. I thought, sure, Durban is in Southern Rhodesia. Why, do you like writing me Hammond, British Columbia? See? It's another nation all about there, another place. And here was I got on there, and I stopped at Johannesburg. I said, well, is this Southern Rhodesia? No, this is South Africa. Well, what part of it is Southern Rhodesia? There is no Southern Rhodesia, South Africa. I said, well, where's Durban at? Oh, he said, that's come back over on the other coast. I said, well, that's where I need to go. All my mail was being sent, and she sent me the baby's picture and so forth to tell with me. And I never got it till I was about a week before I come home. Because here come my mail from down into Durban, and I thought it was going to Durban. And all the other meetings is wonderful. He was 7 years come all the way from South Africa here, from that meeting, to be in this meeting here. And the meetings were wonderful everywhere, but there wasn't any of them even shadowed Durban. Is that right, brother? Durban had the place. Durban was the call. And if you'll find out, I'll do this if I just do what God leads me to do, it's always the best. Now I'm going to ask you something tonight. I'm going to call a large prayer on you. I don't know. I know this one thing. Even before I come to the platform here, the Holy Spirit was listening. He met me before I come on the grounds tonight. Well, Billy came out there and picked me up and said, Betty, I don't know how you get your car in there tonight. I said, well, let's drive around the block. We went around the block and still a bunch of cars parked. He said, I don't know. We went around a few times more and finally he said, we just got to go in because Billy Baxter will be calling me. I knew his presence was there. I'm going to try tonight, even though if I see vision, I'm going to try to keep it to my or close my eyes or do something. Until I absolutely bring the person up here and pray for them and let them go off the platform. See? I'm going to try to do that tonight and pray for everybody as long as I can stand here to do so. To pray for everybody. Now, if he speaks it right out to me, I can help it, you see. If it's something I believe in a person's life, that up to me, if a sinner would help me get in that line or something, I believe God would speak that sinner out. If I'd see that, I'd probably call it out, see. Or something I thought that witness or something, I'd call it. Otherwise, I'm going to try, if God will help me, see, if God will help me, just to not say nothing about the vision, but pray for the person. And I want everyone that comes in this line to do me this one favor, if you will. I want you to just be truthful before God And if there is a change in your condition within the next 24 hours, I'll see how many cards and how many people we pray for, or how many people it comes around. I'll let someone, if the brethren ask me, keep account of how many come through, and then be honest enough with me. I want to know if you say, well, I've got better. There's something happened to me. I'd like to see what happens in the next 24 hours, because coming from my place, I've come here tonight, and I said, Dear Heavenly Father, if this is you moving me in my heart, which I believe it is, then this will be the best, more results will happen tonight than any night of the meeting, if you're leading me. And I can't get away from it. I've tried it for 3 or 4 nights. Even last week, I tried. I said, now, next place, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, I said, we're not just going to bring the people up and pray. I tried. I said, well, Lord, maybe you didn't want it. Now, I can't get away from that, and I can't leave this city without doing that. God's calling me to just bring the people up here and pray for them. And I know it's the truth. And I want you to come by the book stand and just write out a little, what your name is, whatever it is, and just say, this is my condition after 24 hours or something like that. I'm healed. Or I feel better. Or I'm no better. And or something on that order. What God has done for you, would you do that, say amen. Now, I'll pray for just as many as I can. Then at the end of the service, I'll try to make a committal prayer to all maybe that I can't get to. Now, this is something that I have not done for years. And I don't mean it one of those old-fashioned fast lines you used to stand, me stand there unconscious and let the people pass by. Many got healed that way, too. I don't mean that. I want to bring you up here and talk with you and pray with you. That you go off the platform. That's what God says in His Word. That's what the commission of the angel, and I never did do that. And I want to try it in Hammond, Indiana tonight to begin with, God helping me to do it. How many believe divine healing is lasting? Let's see your hands. Little Mr. House from Zion City, Illinois, I wish you'd come forward. There's a little lad that was across the highway. In a meeting at Zion City, Illinois, his father is a minister of the gospel. And I may not hear him. He travels across the country to see me. Look out to the audience there and see how cross-eyed that child is. I say, how long is divine healing lasting? It's forever, right? Is that right? Look up in this way at this audience up here. See how perfectly straight his eyes is? Now look, sonny, up to this audience, you follow my finger with your eyes. Don't go out with your head with your eyes. Cross eyes are locked, you know that. Or to this audience out here. Follow my fingers, sonny. God bless you, sonny boy. I believe God's going to make a preacher out of you some of these days. God bless you. Let's say praise the Lord. That's been about 3 or 4 years ago. The boy's eyes are still straight and will ever remain straight. Now, just he had to meet me out there. He said, you know me, Brother Brennan? Here's a little top band. And I said, don't believe I do. He said, you remember Zion City where the Chicago Tribune writer and all them wrote up that great article, said the main difference between Reverend Branham, you've read it many times, I guess, and said, and most people, he believes the Bible, said, could you imagine a man born in the southern states in Kentucky picking up a little Negro child that was cross-eyed from Waukegan, from some kind of a slum down there or something, there, and saying, daughter, your eyes be straight, and said they come straight. Look here, let me tell you something. I don't care whether it's a Negro child, whether it's a Japanese child, whether it's a Chinese child, whether it's a Korean child, or whoever it is. God is the only respected person. That's God's child. Right. Don't care whether you're born below the line or above the line or wherever you want to. You'll get in the groove when God calls you. That's right. You'll get in the place where the Holy Spirit's upon you. God's no respecter of persons. That's right. You'll get right in the move with God, and you'll move in the Spirit. And there's no middle walls of petition. Jesus Christ tore all down, made all man brotherhood. Amen. I believe that with all my heart. It's truly I was born a southerner, a rebel. But I was born again one day. That made the difference. Amen. You love him? All right. Where's Billy Paul? Is he near? I don't even know. Where is he? See where he's at, if you will, and I don't even know if he did our prayer cards today, or if he did, if he didn't, we'll try yesterday's or something. Everybody love the Lord? That's wonderful. You're going to be praying for me tonight, and I'm going to be praying for you. Now, if the Holy Spirit of God has come down and revealed those things, the secrets of the hearts of the people, and made it known that He's here and His blessings is here, and you'll have to admit that every night of the meeting has been perfect every time, dozens after dozens after dozens. Is that right? It's been perfect. All right. Now, if that be so, then what I told you is the truth. Say, just a minute. I want to see you. I missed going overseas, Brother Baxter, the first time, I said I was led to go to Finland. Is that right? Finland's where the real meeting was. The best of meetings. Believe me, what I'm talking about. Thank you, Brother Baxter.
You said when we were leaving Finland on the airplane, you said to me, Brother Baxter, my mission is complete over here now. I've done what the Lord sent me to do. We shall go to Norway and Sweden, but God sent me to Finland.
No. No, I don't want any water right now. I forgot saying that to you, Steve. And then in Africa, when we left Johannesburg, and they couldn't go to Durban on account of an itinerary, I said, as far as I'm concerned, the meeting's over. We're ready to go home. That's right. As far as see, when you get out of the leading of the Lord, it's something different. And I believe that God leads, and we should follow. Don't you think so? Thank you, Brother Baxter, and all of you tonight. The good Lord bless you. Pray now that God will help me tonight to pray for a great multitude of people. And I've asked them, Brother Baxter, if they would come to their book stand tomorrow night and let me see what happens to the number that's prayed for. Billy, did you get our prayer card? What? Oh. All right. How many can stand up here at a time? Don't be weary. We will, God willing, we're going to pray for a great group of you tonight. This is as many as we possibly can pray for. And now, we've got 100 of them. So we send 50 of them up at a time. What's that? How many would you say stand up?
25.
All right. That's the first 25. 01, 02, 03, 04, 05. Right up down here. So the first 25. Then the next 25, be ready, it won't be but a little bit, so we all have those prayed for, and then just so forth and so on. Yes, if we, all right, he said it's just the one that have them standing in a big row. 01 to 025, and then you, how many of you have got prayer cards that's been from other days? Have you got them here? Raise your hand. I don't know, Steve, but I do want to pray for the baby, see. So you just, you live around here? You're from Peoria. Are you here to stay a few days? All right. We'll see. Maybe we can get to it tonight if I possibly can. I want to pray for the baby. All right. You come, baby. There's something I didn't see what happened. I see what started it. It's birth, but I didn't know just what happened to take place. Now, just a moment. I want to talk just a minute to this person so I know that the Spirit of God is on me. Now look, if this was my mother standing here, and I was somebody else, I'd want somebody else to be just at the best and do everything they could to help my mother, see? And now, I want God to move, if He will, and to help me. And you pray for me now. And I, just as the Spirit of God can get near, the angel of the Lord, and then now, I want you to talk to me just a minute. Do you believe that God will make you well, my sister? Do you believe that He'll help you now, heal you, and will make you well? You do. Now, you believe that what I have said is the truth. Have you been to meetings before? And you've watched what He's done out there? And you see all the great signs that He moves out through the places there and heals those that are dying with cancer. And here's doctors signing statements, send it back, healed, see? And here's those that are crippled in wheelchairs, come walking in. Those that are on crutches and so forth, in you. The Holy Spirit will move out there and say, you've done a certain thing, call sinners and all different kinds of people, telling them that. Do you believe that? You believe it's the truth coming from God? Well, then, of course, you know I'd know what was wrong with you then. If I wanted to speak it, I would know. Now, friends, speaking with that woman like us, the angel of the Lord is here. That's right. I feel an anointing now. Now, the thing you pray is that the vision won't break forth enough to make me. Now, right now, he's just settling over this building. Now, that is the truth. Friends are before God. His presence is here. I know what's wrong with the lady. Yes, sir. All right, I want you to come here just a minute. I want to lay hands upon you, sister, as my sister. Now, Jesus Christ said this, go into all the world and preach the gospel. He said, lay hands on the sick, they shall recover. Prayer of faith shall save the sick. In many scriptures, you believe that? You believe it. You haven't always believed it, but you believe it now. Is that right? You belong to some other kind of a church that didn't believe that. Is that right? But that's all right, see. I'm not convinced. That's all right. You believe that I know what I'm speaking of? Huh? Mr. Catholic. You're Catholic. Is that right? I see with the beast. That's right. You have stomach trouble, don't you? Sister, you're already healed, but I want to pray for you. Dear Heavenly Father, to fulfill this mission that I pray you, help me, dear God. I realize that this can't go very long. I ask you to make her well. God, may she just go out and testify among her people, telling what great things that you've done. This poor little gray-headed woman standing here, I ask for mercy for her, Almighty God. In Jesus Christ, the Son of God, and through Thee only is there access to these things. And I ask, Father, in the name of Thy Son, Jesus, that I, as I bless her, may You heal her. Amen. Father and Mother, you're going to be all right. You go on and just believe with all your heart, and you're going to be all right. Isn't he wonderful? Mm-hmm. Wonderful? That you might know he's either coming here to fly and the Holy Spirit is moving. He's here. Do you believe it? All right, sir. Now, you believe that if I ask our dear Jesus to heal you, he'll do it? You do. When you come close, Dad, I want to pray for you. Oh, Jesus, my master, my poor brother stands here aged and sick. I pray for mercy for my dear brother, and may you go away from here tonight, Lord, and be well. Will you grant it? And let him get well and go home and be well and sound the rest of his life. Now, my brother, I have blessed you by praying for you. Now, I have, but I have asked God's blessings upon you. And now, you tried hard to believe for a long time, just to help your faith along. Now, you can go and eat your supper. Feel good. Yes. Your stomach trouble that was bothering you. Now, you just go ahead and eat that. You're going to be all right. All right. Let's say praise be to God. Now, little laddie boy, I want you to look this way. You're a very fine little lad, and do you believe that Jesus Christ will hear my prayer if I pray for you, honey? You do. Then you would be happy to be well, see? But no matter if I don't tell you what's wrong with you, you know what's wrong with you. But if I don't tell you, well, you believe just the same, won't you? All right. Now, you come here. I remember my little boy, that's my boy, Billy Paul, there. And when he was just about your size, and oh my, how I hate it. I like to see him get to be a man, but I hate to see him grow up. And your daddy and mother may be the same way. But when you come up, you're going to love Jesus. You're going to love him. That's fine. I want you to.
And I just pray that God will bless you, honey, and will make you a man of God. And God will use your little life out there in His service somewhere. Now, let you and I pray. Dear Jesus, as this humble little lad leans his head over on my bosom tonight and prays, I ask, dear Father, that you heal his little body. And he's sincere. He comes here to be prayed for. He was in the line. And I ask you to make him well. Grant us, Heavenly Father, he may go out of here and get well. And may, after a while, all of his sickness leave, and he will get to be a man about his parish. And may he be a soul winner. Oh, I pray, Father, that you'll make him a gospel preacher. And he'll just do your work. Grant it, Lord. Hear the prayer of your servant. As he knows and heard me speak, that you commission me as your servant to go pray for the sick and to show signs and wonders of Jesus. He believes it, and I, with all the fervent that I know how to put into my prayer and affection, I ask for this little boy's healing. Grant it, Lord. In Jesus Christ's name, amen. Now, little laddy boy, I believe you're going to get well. You do too. I think you're a mighty fine lad. And don't you come quite a distance to come here? Every night? And you come from Chicago. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
And you're suffering with a double rupture. Isn't that right? Like now, you go off the platform and you thank Jesus and believe, and I believe you're going to get all right. Bless you, sir. All right, but you come. Now, young lady, I couldn't use you if I had to. I'm your brother. In Jesus Christ. And the only thing that I could do would be pray for you. Isn't that right? Now, you know what's wrong with you, and God knows what's wrong with you. And I know what's wrong with you. But there's no need of me telling you, because you already know. You believe that, don't you? But now, if I ask Jesus to heal you, you believe you'll get well? You believe you will. God bless your heart, little lady. That's a horrible thing for a child to have. That's right. Usually when they're older and they take that, they get over it pretty well, isn't that right? But when they're young, then they don't do so well. But look, sister dear, Jesus Christ is here. He'll make you well. You believe that, don't you? All right. Now, I'm his servant, and I pray. Now, the little girl, of course, I know what's wrong with her, but that's all right. Now, Heavenly Father, as your humble servant, I ask you to heal this child. May she go off the platform here and be happy, never have to take insulin no more, and be well and perfectly normal. Grant it, dear Lord. In Jesus' name, I bless her with all my heart. As your servant, I pray for her that you'll make her every whit whole. Grant it, dear God. And if there's anything in a way, please, God, forgive it just now. And I ask that she'll get well. And may the hour come where she'll be normal, well girl again. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, God bless you, honey. I know what's wrong with you, but I don't have to say it. You know, so now you go along. God bless you. All right. Come with me. Come on, little girl. Oh, he's wonderful. I believe those people are getting healed. Don't you believe it? They are. I believe you are too. Don't you believe it? I believe God's goodness is just pouring into you right now, don't you? What is God's goodness? His faith pouring into you. Pouring into your spirit. Now, everyone reverent. Now, his presence is here just because I'm not telling the people what's wrong with them. But you just remember that his presence is here anyhow. His presence is here. Do you believe that, lady?
I sure do.
You do. You're a good believer. All right. Do you believe that he can make you well? You can. You know he can. Now, if I don't say a word, don't even mention your disease or whatever's wrong with you, I don't know at this time. But if he will make known to me what it is, or don't have to do that, if I just pray for you, you'll go get well, aren't you? You're going to get well. All right. Now look, to help your faith, first you'll know it's a very odd thing that's wrong with you. Isn't that right? And doctor as the doctor can't tell you what's wrong with you. Is that right?
That's right.
Now listen, is it right in the back of your neck, a drawing? Is that right? Come here just a minute.
Oh,
dear Heavenly Father, that a whole little woman standing here, she don't realize, and the doctor can't find that devil that's sitting there that's come upon her to afflict her. But Lord, you know where you're going there. And in the name of Jesus Christ, I lay my hands on her neck and rebuke that demon. Come out of her. Now, devil, believe the woman that she can be made well. All right. Go home believing with all your heart. All right. Now, you come, lady. Do you believe with all your heart? All right. I'm going to ask our Lord to bless you. And will you go home and get well, won't you?
Hallelujah.
Oh, Father, as your humble servant, with all my heart, you said your special fervent prayer. Oh, and I've come, Father, not in my own name, in my righteousness, neither in the righteousness of this church or this people. We come in the righteousness of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, because He, grace, oh, abounded greater than sin, and it went above sin, and it smothered sin out, and now, in smothering out sin, it smothered out sin. Grace of Christ, by the commission that was given, I now lay hands upon this woman in obedience to what my master said, the last words that came from his lips, if they lay hands on the sick, they shall recover. You promised it, Master, and in obedience to that, just as I was baptizing a woman here in a pool of water, I lay hands on her with all my heart. I cry to you, Master, heal her sick body, and may she get well. In Jesus Christ's name, amen. God bless you, sister. I believe that we have struck faith to heal, don't you? God bless you. All right, now come. Now, do you believe with all your heart? Believe that God will heal you if I ask Him? Now, this is my prayer that's going to heal you. See, the prayer of faith between us shall save us first. Now, you believe that God hears my prayer. And you know, you being a Christian, you should believe also. Now, I don't have to tell you what's wrong with you, though I know. Mm-hmm. But I don't have to tell you, just so I pray for you. Is that right? All right. Let you want me to tell you, see. All right. All right. Our Heavenly Father, our sister comes now, and she's standing here wanting a blessing from you. She comes to me as your servant, and I ask with all my heart that you will heal the woman, and may she go away from here tonight, Lord, and be able to eat anything she wants to. May she come back tomorrow night rejoicing, happy, made well. God heal the woman's body. I lay hands upon her because you said so. Not as a superstition, but you said they shall lay hands on the sick. They shall recover. And this whole group of Christians here joining with me in prayer for the healing of this woman's body. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, sisters, look out there. How many was with me in prayer then? Just raise your hand. Something has to go now, doesn't it? All right, you go and get well now, in the name of the Lord. God bless you, my brother. Do you believe that He'll make you well? All right, sir. Now, Heavenly Father, I pray Thee in the name of Thy Son, Jesus, to heal our dear brother. Make him well. He needs you, Father. Realizing without you, he might go at any minute. But Thou art here to make him well. And I pray, Father, now, as I lay hands upon him, as the great commission is given, to heal the sick, I lay my hands upon him and ask for healing in Jesus' name. Amen. Now look, sir, if there's a difference in that heart between now and tomorrow night, you write it back there, will you? God bless you. All right. All right, young lady. Come, do you believe me to be his servant? Have you been in a meeting before? You've never been in a meeting before. Well, then perhaps I better, ma'am. I see. You just come in today. This is your, well, and I'm a stranger and you're a stranger. Perhaps I'll talk to you just a moment. Just that you come along with something that you've never seen a meeting in operation before. Now, then I want you to look to me. Do you believe, have you ever read my book called Man Sent from God?
No.
You've never read no articles or nothing?
In the voice of healing,
you've read. Did it, in there, have you read in the Bible where Jesus knew the secrets of the hearts of the people and
When he talked to the woman at the well, he talked to her a little while, and he said, "Still get your husband." He went right straight to the point. Is that right? And he knew what she had done. She'd been living in adultery. He knew her cause and what was hindering her in life. That's right. All right. Now, if she had those husbands, and she was living wrong, then Jesus went right straight to the point. Now, if he is the same today, and you're a stranger just standing here before me, then I'll be able, by his Spirit, if I be his prophet, to go right straight to where your trouble is. Is that right? And tell you what's wrong with you. Then will you believe me to be his prophet? You suffer with TV. It's in this room. And now, do you believe now? And now, do you believe I pray for you that you get well? Now, you've been suffering like that? All because, yes. Now, look, another thing would you do, would you promise to serve God all your life with all your heart and live for Him? You will. And you'll throw away every superstition, everything else, and serve God the rest of your life. Is that right? You will. Now, if I pray for you, I want you to believe, sister. Father, I pray for this poor little woman. She's standing here, and I know she doesn't have very long to live without you. And I pray that you'll make her well, heal her, make she go away from here. And now as this germ has set into her throat and in her chest, and God will realize that it's through the irritation, that it can't be much longer now. It'll take her life. But thou art here to heal her. And she's unaware of the danger. God, as she's trying to press into the kingdom, I ask you to heal the woman. May she go from here and get well and serve you all the days of life and be filled with your Spirit and be a testimony in the country she comes from. In Jesus Christ's name. Amen. I go rejoicing, believing God, you shall get well. All right, come in. Do you believe, sister? With all your heart. Now, Father, I pray for our sister, that you will heal her and make her well. Grant, Father, that your Spirit will come upon her. Then her body will be made well. Grant, Father, in Jesus Christ's name, I ask it. Amen. Have you been in meetings before?
No, sir.
Never been in the meetings before. This is your first time? Oh, I see. You see what I'm trying to do tonight? Pray for the sick. I just put my hands on you and pray for you. But do you believe that you are healed?
Amen.
Now, perhaps if I tell you that was wrong with you, then you will accept your have female trouble. Is that right? All right, then you will get well. The lady here, she said bronchitis. She didn't know she had bronchitis for quite a while, but she had TB. That's exactly what it was. I know exactly what's right. She said, I've seen her kneeling like that, but when I put my hand over on her, I noticed the TB. That's exactly right. So everyone be reverent. All right. Heavenly Father, I pray for this woman that you will heal her and make her well. Grant that your Spirit come upon her. And as the prayer of faith shall say to say, I ask, dear God, that you make her completely healed in Jesus' name. Amen. Are you believe, sister?
Yes.
All right. Go off the platform and say thank you, Jesus, and return back rejoicing, happy. All right. You're a little girl, both of you. I do believe that Jesus will make you well. Our Heavenly Father, as I lay hands upon the bowl, I pray with all my heart that you, as I stand here tonight representing you, I represent you, Father, in this way, that you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. And I pray that you'll heal both the lady and the little girl. And Father, that you'll make them both well. May they come back tomorrow night testifying, saying, "Oh, I am healed, both the little girl and I both." Grant it, Father, in Jesus Christ's name. Then, Father, I'll just continue these meetings this way, so you tell me to stop. Amen. All right. I go on here from you tomorrow night. I believe with all your heart. Now, do you believe with all your heart? And believe that God will make you well if I ask you to. Now, Heavenly Father, as I've gone with the thousands of others in your Christians who believe that these people are going to be made well, I ask for the healing of this woman. May she go off this platform and be healthy and happy and return back tomorrow night testifying what has been done for her through Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you, sister.
Now, just as they will, as you have believed, so will it be unto you.
God bless you.
All right, sister, you come to me. Now, do you believe?
I have been in meetings before heaven.
You've been here. You know all about what they say, don't you?
Yes,
all right. Now, you believe that the Spirit of the Lord is here. Is that right?
Yes,
sir. Our Heavenly Father, I pray for this woman in the name of your Son, Jesus, that through healing of her body, grant, Lord, that the woman will be made completely whole. In Jesus Christ's name, I rebuke this spirit of sickness upon the woman. Amen.
Just believe now.
one meal, sister.
Do you believe now with all your heart? Oh, Father, I ask for this poor little woman that you will heal her body as your angel standing near you, and I'm still led to do these things. So, Father, I pray that you will heal her now. And I hope tomorrow night, Lord, that out of this great group of people that shall pass this platform tonight, that there will be at least 90% of them healed. Grant it, Father, in Jesus Christ's name. I ask for this woman's healing. Amen. How rejoicing and happy you can. Thank you, Lord, and you'll get well. All right, come, sir. Do you believe with all your heart, sir? You believe by asking, you'll get well? Oh, Father, I pray as your servant, the only way we realize that the prayer changes things. Prayer changes a sinner to a Christian. Prayer changes a sick man and to a well man. And I ask in joining prayer with this man that you heal his body. May he go off his platform happy and rejoicing in Jesus' name and be well. Let me hear something tomorrow night, brother. All right, sir. All right, now come. Be ready. Do you believe with all your heart?
I do.
You should. Why do you think I said that? Because you're a minister of the Word. Is that right?
Okay.
Suffering with a nervous condition. Is that right?
Yes.
God, go home. I pray that you'll make this poor little woman well, and may she be happy the rest of her life serving you. Go rejoicing now and be happy. Do you believe with all your heart, you can? Father, I pray for her that you will heal her body. And as your servant, I pray the prayer of faith, all I know how. And you said, whatsoever things you desire, when you pray, believe you receive it, you shall have it. It'll be given to you. And I pray with all my heart. And how can the people doubt it anymore when you're making yourself known? You're great, blessed, and leading to his Christ. If you ever was a night of Pentecost, this is it. Here we are together. Together, the Holy Spirit, Jesus Christ, moving around among the people. Oh, what a time. Bless this poor, suffering child of yours in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you, sister. I'll come rejoicing. Come believing. You believe my brother. Oh, Father, I ask you to heal his body. He comes up here sincerely asking you to pray for him. He needs prayer. In your angel, he met me to pray for the sick. Get them to believe you. And he'll be well. Now, God, I pray that you'll grant it to this brother. May he leave this platform and get well in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you, brother. I believe you're going to receive it, don't you? Amen. All right, come, sir. God bless you, sir. You believe? You must believe now. You understand, don't you? You know what I'm talking of. He's a great physician, that's right. And you're going to study, he'll let you live, because only he can let you live now. Father, I pray that you'll bless this poor man, seeing this hideous demon has taken his life. Right down now, he hasn't got much time left. But this is the time, like the letters that lay with the book, and says, that's what we do until we die. Let us get up and do something about it. May you rise tonight and say, here I am in the presence of the Almighty. I ask for my life, and may God spare you to heal his body. As I your servant, Lord, lay hands upon him along with these other Christians, asking for his healing, and may the hideous demon of cancer come out of him in the name of Jesus Christ. God bless you, sir. Go on your own.
God will praise you, but sir, you haven't got nothing to lose. You put your trust in Christ, confess your healing, go believe.
All right, come, sir. You believe now with all your heart. You believe that Christ is going to make you well. I can't heal you, my brother, but I can pray for you. Is that right? You believe he'll make you well. I believe you believe that. Now, Heavenly Father, as I stand here holding this young girl tonight, I'm thinking of way over how tens of thousands of them, of his people, he sees you. Then my mind drifts on back a little farther. To one day come and drag you down to Jerusalem. Lord, loving Christ, drag him across the cobblestones. Your crucifixion, the crown on his head made of thorns, is that green. Stripes. I see him go down towards that little hill, it's like a skull. On his road out there, thieves walking by his side, having a cross, big burly man, but he was little and thin. And so, your poor, thin, blood-out body was dying. Oh, God, that old cross, drug it out the bloody footprints. There comes Simon, the Cyrene, an Ethiopian. Come along, help me pick the cross up and tie it on up to Calvary. God hears his children. You understand it? I pray for the healing of this boy with sincerity. He may go home and get well. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you, my son. Go around and find out tomorrow night. I want to hear what's happening. All right. All right. You believe, sir?
Yes, sir.
You should. All right, sir. Our Heavenly Father, I ask for his healing. Grant, Lord, that your blessings will be upon him, and he'll go from here tonight and be healed and preach the gospel harder than he ever did in all his life. In Jesus' name. God bless you, my brother. All right, son. You don't want to go blind. You want to
go blind.
You are. God bless you. I just take that's the way to do it. You see, you're standing right here, Mom. Don't look at me. All right, sir. All right. You also have something wrong with your eyes and you want to be healed. Is that right? Your eyes look nice and clear, but they're going by. You've been always, you had to hold your books close and things like that to read. But now, something's happened. Go in the name of the Lord Jesus. Believe with all your heart. Do you believe, sir? Oh, God, I pray that in the name of thy holy son, Jesus, that you heal this young man. May he go off this platform tonight full of the Spirit of God serving you all his life with a good, healthy body the rest of his days. Amen. God bless you, my brother. Go in the peace of God upon you. Sure, Dad. You believe with all your heart? You do. God bless my brother and make him well. Father, I pray for him. Somebody, Dad, God, lay your hands upon him and make him well. I pray in Jesus' name, amen. Now, brother, you go believing it. You be able to eat, not take that stuff when it's okay. God bless you. Now, come, lady, realizing that you must believe Christ or die. Isn't that right? A cancer kill you? It'll do it, certainly, if you can't accept it. But you believe it now, don't you? Father, I pray for this sister. There's maybe some baby's mother here, Lord. Oh, God, be merciful, and may she go from here tonight rejoicing and happy as I curse that cancer in the name of Jesus Christ. God bless you, sister. Go believe me. All right. Come, sir. You believe me as God's prophet, don't you? You believe that God sent me, that I am now in this feeling that you know this presence is the Spirit of God, don't you? Yes, sir. All right. Now, would you serve him the rest of your days? If you make you well, will you serve him?
Yes.
You will. All right. Now, I want you to believe with all your heart. Our Heavenly Father, I ask now that you'll make this poor man that Satan is trying to lay him up there in a wheelchair or on a bed and break down his feet and toes and callus make the bones run together. I pray, God, that in Jesus' name that you'll stay up and may you get well through Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Now, brother, if you believe with all your heart, you'll never be bothered by arthritis anymore. Just go and be as well as you can. All right, let's say praise be to God. All right, lady. Now, of course, there's many things wrong with you. One thing, you're going blind and your eyes are getting bad. Come here just a minute. Isn't that right now? That's right. Father, I pray that as now is your spirit standing here, anointing, sweeping down over the little house, and people stand still. Lord, I pray that you will heal this woman and make her well. And thy blind spirit, leave her now in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, sister, you have what you'd ask for. Go and eat with all your heart. All right. Come on. Wasn't it strange that you all were together wanting the same thing? God, I pray that in Jesus Christ's name that you'll grant to her her healing also, Lord. May she go away from here and be perfectly normal and well. In the name of thy Son, Jesus Christ, amen. Okay, praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. That's wonderful. Come, lady. Do you believe with all your heart? You believe that our Lord Jesus can make you well? And the only thing that you believe I have Jesus asking? And if I ask him, then he'll do it? Is that right? You believe? All right. Now I'm going to ask you, Father, I pray that you heal the woman and make her well. May she leave from here tonight and go home and be well. In Jesus Christ's name, I bless her. And you said, whatever you bind on earth, I bind in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth, I loose in heaven. Then, Father, I ask that you loose her from her infirmities in Jesus' name. God bless you, sister. Go believing with all your heart. Now come, sister. Do you believe with all your heart? Come just a little near. I want to lay hands on you to pray for you. Now, you believe
If I ask God with all my heart, let you get well, you believe you'll do it. You believe it with all your heart. You truly believe. All right? Now, you believe all that nervous disorder? You be sure. Well, it's already done it, so now you can go on your own rejoicing. All right, let's say praise be to God. Almighty God, author of life and giver of every good gift, send thy blessings upon this woman who stands here this death pit. Satan, you've done this evil thing to cause her to walk before thee to go somewhere and go to a premature grave. But you're defeated. I come as God's servant, adjoining with the rest of these Christians here tonight, and I adjure thee by Jesus, the Son of God, come out of her. Do you believe now with all your heart? And do you love him with all your heart? And isn't he wonderful? Just, he's just glorious, isn't he? Do you love him with everything? And you believe that he made you well? Then you're healed. You're hearing that healing. You're normal. The old condition that's been bothering you, female troubles, is gone. I'm glad that one. Say, thank you, Lord. He made well. All right. Strange, this woman's death also.
Come here.
Satan, thou demon, we as Christians say, come out from the woman, leave her.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. Jesus. All right. You love him with all your heart?
Yes,
sir. Oh, you do. Well, that's wonderful.
Sorry,
huh? You have that also? Yeah. How long have you been in this condition?
Well, sometimes.
Sometimes. Isn't it wonderful that the Lord Jesus has... Isn't that awful? Yes. And now, when you was back down years ago as a young woman out there teaching those children and so forth in a school and got to a place where you couldn't hear and so forth like that, and now since even in this age that the Lord Jesus has restored the hearing to you. Isn't that wonderful? Now raise your hands and say, thank you, Lord. God bless you. Go off of that point.
Amen. Because I have
written
to you and received benefits from your
letter. Thank you very much, Mother. God bless you. Come, Brother. Our Heavenly Father, I ask in the name of thy Son, Jesus, that you bless this man and heal him. Grant it, Lord Jesus. May your Spirit come up on him and make him well. Through Jesus' name. Amen.
Yes.
God bless you. That's right. Go off with that one thing. Praise the Lord. All right?
What?
All of them? All right. Now let's do. How many here is it? It wants to be prayed for again. I see the hands. Where are we all at? If I could get a line of people maybe somewhere that there may be someone who has him or somewhere that I don't know how to do this now. How many of you are on the bleacher row there? How many stick along there? Let's see your hands. All along there. All right, let's try having that first bleacher row in the bottom. Come over this way just a minute. Just stretch. Right there, you all raise up there as a row and come over this way. Then maybe I can take something back out of here. Then I'll try to get... Okay? Yes, bring them right over this way. Let me pray for them. Not so tired. Just now, she's waiting. How many love the Lord and say amen? Oh, I believe we're going to have a great result for the ministry. Do you believe it? I believe our Lord is going to be here to heal the sick and the afflicted, to make them well. Now let's all read your reverence, if you will, just a moment. Let's sing this away.
No one else did I pray, just those that are already standing.
Now, everyone, see what I mean by having prayer cards? You just got to have some kind of an order, you see, or you can't pray for them hardly. That's the reason you get out prayer cards. Next time I'll call into the car and say, I'm just trying to get some of them out. All right, come. Now come here, sister. Our Heavenly Father, I ask that you bless this poor woman. May she go from here tonight and be made well. Oh, precious God, grant this blessing in Jesus' name. God bless you, my sister. I bless the platform believing with all your heart and be made well. You want to get over there? Come here, Kevin. You believe he's going to make you well? You believe with all your heart. Father, I pray that you'll heal the girl. Make her well, Lord. May your spirit come upon her and heal her just now. I pray with all my heart in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Now go, sister. I want you to hear you testify tomorrow night of what the Lord has done for you. All right. Have faith and believe now, everybody. Do you believe? Oh, Jesus, I pray that you heal her and make her well. Grant it, Lord, through Jesus Christ's name. I ask for her healing. All right, use that on all breathing now, thanking God, getting well. We know that you can do it. All right, sister. You believe you'll do it? Oh, God, open up thy prayer in Jesus' name. Be thou open in Jesus' name. You love me?
Yes.
Can you hear me all right? Now that I know how to do it, oh, I pray, Father, that now, upon the obedience of following the Holy Spirit, that you will now heal every person in this building. There may be sick people that are here, especially those with heart trouble, that just go to die pretty soon unless something's done. And then, Lord, next, the cancer cases, may they be healed. And, Lord, may the TB cases, their next, may they be healed. May all the diseases be healed. May those who are crippled, may they be healed. May the letters that you may that represents the sick, may they be healed. And may every unbelieving spirit, that unaccepting of Christ, may it